Australia is seen to be leading the world in organising a global summit to address the urgent issues associated with uncontrolled migration. With the theme Risks, Policies, Solutions, the World Summit on Uncontrolled Migration, to be held in Adelaide on March 8th and 9th in 2016, will be opened by His Excellency William Lacey Swing, the Director General of the International Organisation for Migration based in Switzerland. Today I'm speaking with Summit convener Mark Ryan about the complexity and scale of the global migration issue and how it has caught world leaders unprepared. You are here today to talk to me about the complexity and scale of global migration and the issues that are seen to be catching the world leaders a little bit unprepared at the moment.
Yes, that's correct. We've been watching the European crisis sort of develop to quite a staggering perspective, and what we've seen is we've seen leaders changing policy on the move. For example, we had a lot of the European countries to the south not sure whether to erect razor wire, let the refugees flood through to into the different countries. The scale following March, I suppose, this year, which was the start of the European spring, the scale of movement of people became quite staggering. So we've put a conference on a world summit that we've brought to Australia for March next year, which is the lead up to the next European spring. So, Aroa, we think the timing of it's perfect.
Yeah. So basically, with the summit, you're looking at developing effective policies for leaders in an attempt to solve the issues that have been coming forward, especially this year. Have you already got an idea of what kind of policy documents we're looking at for
yes,
this?
Yes, we have. There's been a lot of activity. As you can appreciate, the pace of the scale of mass migration into southern Europe has been unprecedented, pretty much not seen since World War II. So the European Union is made up with a large number of governments that have agreed to band together for a common good. And they're not prepared for the scale of the migration that's occurred. And policy doesn't allow them. So a lot of policy has been on the run. There's been many, many conferences this year, from the World Economic Summit, Global Impact Forum, Foreign Ministry summits, to try and work out what policies we use right now. And they haven't had the chance to look at what should we be using in the future to try and deal with the scale of this escalating problem. So what we've done is we've brought key people together with the view of having analysed the policy recommendations from all of these other summits and looking at where we can go to from there. And we want to increase the awareness, especially of the concerns of marginalised communities on the world stage. So we've got Syria and Eritrea and also Northern Africa, waves of migrants that have realised that if they jump on boats and get to southern Europe, they will find a way in. But Aroa, there's millions of people sitting in camps that have been there for 7, 8, 10 or 12 years waiting to be processed to get into Europe. So our thinking is that unless the right policy instruments are used quickly, then many, many thousands or millions of migrants and refugees will suffer.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely a topic that divides many. You have many issues surrounding what we should do when processing refugees and asylum seekers, not only in our own country, but as you said, overseas in Europe.
There's two sort of elements here. There's the emotional element, which is the result of policy implementation. When a state or a nation state leader says, we're going to do this, we're going to put up barbed wire, and we're not going to let these people in. So then there's the impact of that policy decision upon the refugees and the asylum seekers, and that evokes immense emotion. So, for example, how different countries treat their refugees and treat their asylum seekers. There are many advocates and NGOs and a range of organisations that look after that emotional impact. We want the uncontrolled migration summit to deal with the policy.
Seeing as it's a policy-related event, it's been stated that the sovereign borders policy that we have in Australia makes us the only nation that has an effective policy for countering uncontrolled migration via the water. Did you want to explain a little bit about this policy and why in particular it is seen to be effective?
When you look at policy instruments that we used around the world, this is one of the only ones that worked. there's large forces here. There's people trafficking. There's a range of criminal activity that take money to bring refugees, people that are desperate to get out of their situation. So these people are escaping, in often cases, highly tragic situations.
Australia's sovereign borders policy, though, has been quite controversial. And as you touched on earlier, you've got a lot of refugees and asylum seekers that are stuck in processing camps, so to speak. That is something that's very important to any part of the world where there are asylum seekers and refugees coming through. And you said that you were going to look at policies to ensure that these camps can process refugees and asylum seekers in a more effective manner so that these mass rushes of, as you say, uncontrolled migration can stop. Is there anything at the moment that has come forward as a key idea that will fix this issue?
I agree with you entirely regarding sovereign borders. Sovereign borders has been a very successful policy implemented by the government to stop the boats. The offshoot of that, the resultant cause of that, the human tragedy of that is well documented, and is and there's been quite a bit of emotional outcry about how the Australian political or the Australian departments have handled the refugees and the asylum seekers that have resulted out of the lead up to sovereign borders. But if you stop the refugees coming, then the only path that they have is the legal path. Now, in Europe, there's so many people trying to get into Europe that the political system, they don't have the resources. For example, when we saw images of waves of Syrians which were escaping a war-torn country and had made their way via water into southern Europe, there were two or three government agencies there with one or two people trying to document 10 or 15 or 20,000 people. So that was just clearly not going to work. So we've been speaking with Dimitrios Papadimitriou. He's the president of the Migration Policy Institute. And Dimitri believes that there needs to be some hard-hitting discussion, some robust discussion, looking for radical alternatives to policy. Because the take it slow, keep it calm, try and put a lid on it is not working. And it's not working in Europe.
Mm-hmm. Now, as you know, Australian people can be very inquisitive, and they're very opinionated, which is a great thing. Is there a way that people can participate in the discussion or see what's going on with the event at all?
Absolutely. So what we're looking at, was looking at major university involvement. We're looking at trying to put much of the content online so that Australian and world commentators or people of interest can shoot in questions that we have of these people. Because regardless of who you are in Australia or where you are, you know, your comments count. So if we're rewriting policy for governments to use, you know, Australians want to have a say and they want to make sure it's right, because Australians are very quick to realise when something is not equitable. And I think that's when we shout the loudest. And we do it without fear or favour, because we can in our country. And that's one of the reasons why we're having it here in Australia in March next year.
It's an excellent point, and I'm very much looking forward to seeing the discussion online and seeing what the Australian population has to say about it, and definitely to see the types of policies that are pumped out from these very important leaders in the subject. Thank you very much for chatting with me this afternoon. It's been really eye-opening.
You're very welcome, Aurora, and we'll be available to you at any time. There is a website up. It's www.uncontrolledmigration.com.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Aurora.
And that was Mark Ryan, convener for the World Summit on Uncontrolled Migration, to be held in Adelaide on March 8th and 9th of 2016. Thank you for listening. This is Aroha Leapart for Brisbane Lights on 4ZZZ.